Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time again. It is time for the Big 12 tournament to start in earnest. We got a couple of games under our belts last night. And frankly, if you watched more than 5 minutes of either of those games, God love you. Just absolute junk at the Sprint Center last night. And I mean, you have to include everybody. I get that. You have to include your entire conference. But, man, these things were just terrible last night. Just absolutely terrible. If you did miss, Texas Christian gets the win, otherwise known as TCU, gets the victory over Oklahoma last night, 82-63. This one just really was not in doubt the entire time. TCU came out and really took Oklahoma from pillar to post. And how this Oklahoma team beat Kansas State, I will never, never know. Just an absolutely terrible game last night for these two. But it was TCU coming out the winners in that ball game. They move on now and we'll take on the Kansas Jayhawks. We'll talk about that game in just a second, but I do want to talk about the second game of the night. It was Texas getting the victory 61-52. Now, this one was offensively challenged. No one – get this. This – I had to go back and watch the tape myself because I didn't believe Twitter. When they said it, I did not believe Twitter. No one scored for the first 6 minutes of this game. 6 minutes. No one scored. I've seen games where they go scoreless for 6 minutes. I've never seen games that go the first 6 minutes scoreless. Two crap games last night. Texas does get the victory. They move on now and will take on Baylor today. No, excuse me, West Virginia. They will take on West Virginia in the 6 o'clock game. Again, we will discuss the games going on tonight in just a little bit. But do want to take you through a couple of games in the top 25. A couple that were in the ACC that ended up being very nice contests. First of all, and I was able to check this one out, the ACC tournament going on in Brooklyn. We'll talk about Jim Boeheim's comments in just a little bit, too. He had some very pointed remarks toward the ACC about Brooklyn, and we'll talk about that as we close out today's show. But it was Duke getting the first game of the day in ACC play. They take down Clemson 79-72. This game actually tied at halftime. A very very balanced first half between these two, but Duke comes out of the gates, and I believe they scored the first 8 points of the second half and just would not look back in this game. They get the 79-72 win in the second round of the ACC tournament over Clemson. And in the other game in the ACC, it was number 21 Virginia getting the victory over Pitt 75-63. Kyle Guy 20 points for the Cavs in this game, and again they get the 12 point victory, so they will move on now, and that ACC tournament going on strong. I alluded to the Jim Boeheim comments after the Syracuse game yesterday. They were the first game of the day. After the Syracuse game, Jim Boeheim entered the press room like always and did the little yes and no's and his basic Boeheim comments. after their practice, gave their little 5 minutes to the media, what they have to do. Boeheim then went off on a nice little, let's call a spade, a tangent about how the tournament should no longer be in the Carolinas. That's been a consistent argument for quite some time that because the league has expanded, that the tournament should no longer be in Carolina. Well, now that it has moved to Brooklyn, there have been a lot of discussions with keeping it in Brooklyn. Well, he was very vocal in saying that they should keep it in, that they should make it there a, should make it a full-time thing there. Of course, that helps out Jim Boeheim's Syracuse team. That's a much shorter trip for the Syracuse Orange to travel just across the river bridge to Brooklyn and play their contest. A little bit farther travel for seemingly every other team, but really the majority of that conference wouldn't mind, I don't think, going to a different place. I think it's going to be big there in Brooklyn this year. But just like we see in the Big 12, just like we see in the Big 10, just like any other major conference, there are two or three teams that maybe carry just a little bit more weight than the Syracuse Orange, than the Maryland Terrapins, maybe just carrying a little bit more, little weight than those teams, those being, of course, Duke and North Carolina. So getting that out of Carolina might be a little bit of a stretch, but it is really cool. The late night sessions last night, the afternoon games, not so much, but the late games last night were full to capacity in Barclays Center. And, you know, and that's the thing, getting that into an NBA arena, I think completely changes the complex of those tournament games, just completely turns it around. But Jim Boeheim, I don't agree with you on a lot of things, probably nearly nothing, but you may have a case here. All right, before we get to the schedule for today, we got to go a little baseball here. And a little baseball that just, I'm done. I'm just absolutely done with this guy. I'm just done with Tim Tebow. Tebow, 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 Tebow. Yesterday, in a Mets spring training game, of course, we know Tebow, the former quarterback, now trying out for the Mets. Well, yesterday in a spring training game, he was in the lineup and waiting to come to bat. Tim Tebow goes to the on-deck circle. Nobody has a problem with it, you know. Even a couple of players said we thought he was the bat boy, which I found quite funny. Well, so you're thinking, what's the problem? He went to the on-deck circle, no problem. He got ready to bat. Well, here's the problem. Tim Tebow, in all of his glory, went to the wrong on-deck circle. He walked out of the Mets dugout and ended up on the opposing side in their in the Boston on-deck circle. Let that just sink in a little bit. Ended up on, I understand Tim Tebow is a football player playing baseball. I get that. Know the simple intricacies of the game. I get it. He's not a MLB player. I get that. But this is stuff you learned in T-ball. This is stuff you learned in the little leagues. Know where you're warming up. And when asked about it afterward, he said that he thought he warmed up in the on the side of the plate where he would bat. What? What? He thought he needed to be on the side of the plate so he could practice his swings on the side of the plate in which he bats. Once again, Tim Tebow just grasping at headlines, just trying to give the mothership anything to talk about. And I can't believe I just wasted 3 minutes on this show about him. Oh, boy. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Big 12 and NCAA schedule for today. Of course, we will talk about the Big 12 schedule first. That gets ready at 11 o'clock today, 11:30, I should say. The first game from the Sprint Center, it is number 23, Iowa State, taking on Oklahoma State in that ball game. Oklahoma State, by virtue of a win, by virtue of a couple of wins, they take on a now very tough Iowa State team. Oklahoma State, I said yesterday, look like I've said the last couple of days that I think they are the team that can move either way on that bubble the quickest in this Big 12. With a couple of wins, they could move up big time. With a loss early, it could be detrimental to the Cowboys' season. I think that this is a big-time tournament for the Oklahoma State Cowboys. But again, they match up against Iowa State at 11:30. That game on ESPN2. The 1:30 game features the number one seed, the Kansas Jayhawks. They take on TCU after TCU gets the win last night. Congratulations, you move on in advance to play the Kansas Jayhawks. This one's going to be ugly. Let's just be honest. This one's going to be very, very ugly. Jayhawk fans, if you're taking the day off, enjoy yourself, because this thing is going to be an absolute bloodfest. Absolute bloodfest. TCU taking on Kansas, 1:30 on ESPN2 there from the Sprint Center. The night games, Texas 11-21. Why are they even in this tournament? They won't be long. They take on the number 11 West Virginia Mountaineers. That is 6 o'clock start on ESPN2. Both games in the evening on ESPN2 on ESPNU as they make way for the ACC tournament. And of course, in the late game, maybe the most intriguing game of the day, it is Kansas State taking on number 9 Baylor. Jason Lamb yesterday on this show said they need to beat Baylor to even think about their postseason hopes. And right now they are just grasping at straws in Manhattan trying to get this thing done. Very intriguing game. I think this one actually is going to be a lot closer than people think. And I think for the Kansas State Wildcats, that's how it needs to be. It needs to be a down and dirty fight. It needs to be always going. Kansas State needs to be on the move constantly if they are going to keep Baylor off of their heels. If they are going to keep Baylor going, they have to move the ball. They have to score quickly. And if you're going to tire down these Baylor Bears and try to be in it at the end, they've got to go the full 40 minutes from beginning to end in that fast-paced offense that we have seen the last couple of games out of Kansas State. But again, 8 o'clock, ESPNU is where you can find the Cats and Baylor. Elsewhere in the top 25, a game in the ACC that I did want to talk about, it is number 14 on number 10, Louisville. That a 1 o'clock start on ESPN from the Barclays Center. And one game in the Big East, or excuse me, in the ACC. They used to be in the Big East. Now the ACC, an 8 o'clock start for number 21 Virginia and number 22 Notre Dame. Both of those ACC games on ESPN. All right, that's all I've got for you today. Have a great day. Enjoy your basketball all day long. We will be back tomorrow to break it down as well as take a look at what we have going on over the weekend as we are just now 3 days away, excuse me, 4 days away from Selection Sunday, three away from Championship Saturday in all of major college hoops. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.